4, BYU.
For BYU, this is November 0, Tango Radio, N0TR. The name here is Tom. N0TR Mobile.
Well, I died and I was resurrected, reincarnated. Can you believe there's two of me, Andy?
On a good location, antenna wise for HF, so that I could do like the rest of y'all.
Just gonna have to move out of them tulies up there in the mountains and come down here with the rest of us humans. That's easy enough taken care of.
I wish, like I said, but everybody further up the hall would be on me for doing it. They'd be out of power, and every time I do have put anything up, luckily it wasn't up when the power lines came down, but over the decades it came down twice, and when it did, if I'd had something up, it would sure run into the house.
Well, you see, Andy, if you used to follow my advice, you wouldn't have to worry about that anymore. You'd have free electricity, free, you know, heat, light, room and board, and you just wouldn't have any problems at all. Now, as far as antennas and radios, I think you might be a little lacking.
When it comes to that, I thought about a vertical, but it being that close to that same power line, I'm afraid I'd have nothing but power line noise.
Yeah, seriously, you probably would, Andy, and verticals are not very good. They're a good receiving antenna, but they transmit equally bad in all directions.
Do what I can, you can listen on about anything, but still, that ain't getting accurate. Do like y'all do, DX.
I'm fortunate. I got wire antennas. I didn't think I'd have anything when I moved down here from Kansas, but, you know, been very fortunate, and I got room for, dipoles, and I got a Carolina Wyndham and a Super Loop up. But I'm too old to mess around with a tower, and so I decided not to put one up. And, I had one up in Kansas, and that was nice, but don't have that down here.
Here y'all talk, you do pretty good just with the way you are.
Yeah, I do all right. I got almost 300 countries, I think 297, and I do just fine. It's not a problem, and really enjoy it. W4DJW come out and help me put up my first antenna when I moved down here, and from then on I knew how to do it myself, and really enjoyed it. Heck, I worked over 1,000 contacts that year when we put up that Super Loop.
When JM4WD, Jerry used to get on here a lot. He was the one that first started talking a lot about those Super Loopers.
Well, different variants of it. I've thought about making a longer one. They got one, I think it's 112 feet instead of 100. Mine's 100 foot. But, and then the Carolina Wyndham is 265 foot. But it does just as good, if not better at times, than the Wyndham does. And it looks like an upside-down triangle up there, sort of, or a pyramid. And it works like a champ. And I replaced it, of course, over the years, once or twice. And I put 14-gauge wire on it the last time, and it's lasting a lot longer, knock on wood.
I guess so. Better the wire for sure. One thing I remember reading about it 9 years ago, and probably better than me, is that about the diameter of the wire determine how good how far it'll cover, so to speak, with low SWR.
There
There's something to that effect about bandwidth on them, and you're better off to have the bigger one, but I wouldn't stand my ground on that because I'm not positive of it. But I do remember something to that effect, Andy. But, well, the rain's starting to come down harder, and they said it's going to be much harder for the afternoon, Andy. Got 46 degrees down here and a little breeze, and I'm going to go ahead and have some homemade vegetable soup and a piece of old dead chicken and sit back and watch a little TV this afternoon, maybe some old westerns. And I got to look at the DX. There's a station down there near Antarctica, but I haven't seen him spotted much during the day. He's going to be a tougher one than normal, if there were some sunspots anyways. You take care, Andy, and I'll be clear on your final in 73s, buddy. And this is in 0TR, clear.
I remember reading in QST about that at the end of the year, sometime from January to February, March, sometime or another, there was going to be a DX contact available down there in Antarctica when you listen at the right time. KI4LZI Mobile.
South Orkney Island, Andy, and I'm pulling in the garage in 0TR.
CQZQ. KO4 BYU. QCQCQ. KO4 BYU.
4 BYU and 4 HHC. Are you still there, James?
I'm still here. I'm sitting in the parking lot of the Harley Davidsons of Greenville.
Good. Well, I got the QSL card in the mail, so you should get that for your first contact on amateur radio. So are you thinking of working on your general class and upgrading sometime in the future? Over.
Every day when I go into work, I have to be there at 2:45. I sit down and take the test. I got 15 minutes before I have to start work, so I got 15 minutes to sit there on the computer and study for the general, so I'm working on it. Over.
Good for you. I'll throw something out here just as a comment to help you. When you operate HF and you're calling for someone to answer your call, you use the CQ. But because HF is it's a multiple bands with gazillions of frequencies, but because VHF is not that way. You're pretty much on the repeater frequency. They don't call CQ on the VHF and UHF repeaters. What they usually recommend you do is you just announce your call and say you're monitoring and you know, is there anyone that maybe is on the air that could respond or something like that. But anyway, just to let you know, you probably won't hear too many people calling CQ on the repeater frequencies. Over.
Sir, I certainly appreciate that. That's what's part of the fun of this hobby is learning new things, and I wasn't really sure about calling CQ, so I went ahead and did it. I said, well, I'd rather do it and not need to than to need to and not do it. So I certainly appreciate that information. Over.
I'm trying to think when, because I started out with my novice. Of course, there's no such thing as a novice anymore, although they're still people that are licensed as a novice, but but you cannot currently get a novice license anymore. So I had, you know, worked quite a lot of HF, Morse code, for I think it was about 9 or 10 months or something like that, and then upgraded to my general. And then, of course, when I did the general, that let me have voice on HF plus 2 meters and 440. And there weren't a lot of combination that I remember, 2 meter, 440 radios. So pretty much I only worked 2 meters, the VHF, over.
Made an attempt at trying to learn Morse code, and I haven't had a whole lot of luck at it yet. I just really, I think I don't have enough time to commit to learning it. Although I'm planning on continuing to try to learn Morse code, I thought it'd be a lot of fun to figure it out. So I found some things online and practicing it and practicing copying it and doing K and M. So I'm working on that, but eventually I'm going to get the general and hopefully on up to the extra class someday. You know, I don't know if I mentioned it, but Dad was a radioman back in the Air Force back in the 50s and 60s, and so it kind of sparked an interest in me back then. I just never pursued it. Over.
That's great to pick up the hobby. My dad was really into the mechanical aspects of things, but he was also quite talented with electricity, wired our addition that he put on, wired his own workshop, and I don't really recall him being into the electronic part of it very much, but he was in World War II, but he was in a armored division. Anyway, it was quite an experience I had this past summer going over to France to see where he came ashore there on Utah Beach. Over.
It was a blast going over there to Normandy and seeing all of that. Dad was just a little too young to go over during World War I. He went in right at the end of, or right at the start of the Korean War, and was in Alaska wanting to go to Korea, and the sergeant there said, no, you don't want to go to Korea. Over.
Sounds like that sergeant was really looking out for him. That's something. Yeah, Dad had many stories of him as a sergeant looking out for people. It's pretty touching, the experiences. Didn't talk a lot about some of the things in the war until near the end of his life. He spoke more about it, but it was war is an awful thing, and thankful I haven't had to be involved with it. Over.
Said war is an ugly thing. That's why we try not to have them. Unfortunately, our politicians don't always see it that way. I was too young to go to Vietnam, but I got in right at the tail end of it into the Navy in 75. And so I run into a lot of guys who were Vietnam veterans, and most of them would not talk about it. I think the pain of what happened was just too fresh. And now I run into a lot of Vietnam veterans who are more open to talk about what went on over there. It's just, I guess it's just not as sharp a memory anymore to cause the pain. But I still got one buddy up in Pennsylvania. He's a farmer, and he still has nightmares about it. Over.
I'm sure there were some experiences that just we can't even comprehend, which I'm thankful I can't really. All right, I gotta get back over here and get some work done. My wife asked me to do something, and I heard you call, and so I postponed that to answer your call there. So good to hear you on again, James, and let me know when you get your QSL card in the mail. I think it went out today. 73s, and good talking with you. Give me the call one more time. I got the BYU, but I K04, maybe K04 BYU. I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head. This is N4HHC.
4HCC. Yeah, it's Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Yankee Uniform. And if you would, sir, please come back to me with your name. I'm sorry I didn't get that written down the last time we talked.
James, my name is Warren. That'll be from my middle name. So if you look me up, you won't find Warren, but you'll see a W. And my call is November 4, Hotel Charlie. So I'm a Hotel Charlie, not a Hotel Charlie. But N4HHC. So good to chat with you, James. And thanks for the reminder of the call there. This is N4HHC.
Roger that, Warren. I certainly appreciate you calling me back today. Like I'm new on the radio, I'm still trying this out, and sometimes I wonder whether anybody's out there listening or if I'm not getting out for anybody to listen. And I copy that as November 4, Hotel Charlie. And this is K04, BYU, over now.
73s and 4HHC.